It's nearly 75 years since 22-year-old Marconi came to England seeking encouragement and money for his invention. The British Post Office gave him both. And on December the 12th, 1901, he transmitted his first signals across the Atlantic. Afterwards, he said,
"The experiment had involved risking at least £50,000 to achieve a result which had been declared to be impossible by some of the principal mathematicians of the time. The chief question was whether wireless waves would be stopped by the curvature of the Earth."
Since it first made Marconi's early experiments possible, the Post Office has never ceased to pursue research into every aspect of wireless and long-distance telephony. On June the 28th, 1965, not far from the scene of Marconi's first transmission, the Post Office, through its huge reflecting dish aerial at Goonhilly, enabled the President of the United States and our own Prime Minister to speak to each other through America's Early Bird satellite 22,000 miles out in space.
This moment marks a milestone in the history of communication between peoples and nations. For the first time, man-made satellite of Earth is being put into commercial service as a means of communication between continents.
You, Mr. President, have rightly said that this is an historic occasion. One more achievement in the conquest of the forces of nature and in harnessing those forces to the peaceful use of mankind. And I would join with you in offering the warmest congratulations to all those who have contributed with their skill and their science, their technology, to making possible this new link in human communications.
That these great achievements and the part played in fostering them by our Post Office contribute to the maintenance of peace in the world, no one can doubt. But human communication is not for presidents and prime ministers alone. The butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker depend on it for their living. And for ordinary mortals like you and me, the domestic telephone is part of the pattern of everyday life.
Ring up the doctor.
Telephone for the ambulance.
There's a message for you to ring your office.
Give me the police, please, quickly.
Have you telephoned Mother?
Did you ring Granny?
Emergency? Give me the fire service, please.
Has Daphne phoned?
Good morning. Your alarm call.
Every minute of every day, the cables under our feet, the microwave links overhead, throb with the endless stream of messages without which no community could survive today. 23 million local calls a day, 3.5 million trunk calls, all going out from or coming into 11 million telephones. 19 out of 20, or 95% of telephones today, are connected to automatic exchanges. Now, some people think that because a telephone is automatic, it should do their thinking for them. But reasonable people know that you can't get more out of a machine than you put into it. So,
wait for the dialing tone.
Be patient. After dialing, wait for the equipment to connect you. It may take a few seconds till you hear the ringing tone.
If you get the engaged signal, hang up and try later.
If you hear this noise, don't hang up, hang on. It's someone calling you from a call box, and they can't hear you nor you them until they put their coin in the box.
As well as being dependent on the telephone for keeping in touch, and today from most telephones you can ring almost any part of the world, we are increasingly dependent on the telephone for everyday information. The correct time, where to go and what to see, the state of the weather, and a recipe service. All these and more are available to the telephone user. In the British Post Office, with its 400,000 staff, are some of the best technical brains in the world. One of the outstanding achievements of recent years, the Commonwealth Pacific Telephone Service, was opened by the Queen on December the 2nd, 1963, when Her Majesty spoke simultaneously to Ottawa, Sydney, Wellington, and Fiji.
My voice is being carried through the cable and heard instantly in those four Commonwealth countries. Today, a new link has been forged between the peoples of the Northern and Southern Hemispheres.
Of this achievement, the Commonwealth Secretary said...
The design of the cable and of its repeaters is indeed a triumph for the engineers of the British Post Office.
Among the people who spoke over the new Commonwealth Pacific Telephone Service was Sir Alec Douglas Hume, then Prime Minister of Great Britain.
Postmaster General, the words which I now speak are carried over the longest submarine cable in the world and the first telephone cable to be laid across the Pacific.
The Prime Minister of Canada.
This new link between us, which our Queen has a few moments ago graciously declared open to service, is another monument to technology's dramatic mastery of distance.
Sir Robert Menzies, who was then Prime Minister of Australia.
We're delighted to feel that with this marvelous development in communication, we will be closer one to another.
And the Prime Minister of New Zealand.
This is Keith Holyoake, sending greetings as Prime Minister of New Zealand to my fellow Prime Ministers and to all sharing in this great ceremony throughout the Commonwealth and indeed throughout the world.
When we consider the enormous range of services and activities that are touched on in this record, we begin to realize what a lot one's telephone rental pays for.